AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says at Pakistan's request he is extending the ceasefire with Iran, allowing time for Tehran's leaders to, quote, come up with a unified proposal. In a social media post, Trump also says U.S. forces will continue to blockade Iranian ports. Lisa Dwyer has more.
The U.S. Defense Department has released video showing U.S. forces boarding an oil tanker previously sanctioned for smuggling Iranian crude oil in Asia. The Pentagon says that U.S. forces conducted a right-of-visit maritime interdiction and boarded the MT Tifani without incident. It's the latest move in the U.S. war on Iran to stop any ship tied to Tehran. Ship tracking data shows that the Tifani was carrying oil in the Indian Ocean Tuesday between Sri Lanka and Indonesia. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Vice President J.D. Vance's expected trip to Pakistan for a second round of talks is on hold. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been indicted on federal fraud charges, the Justice Department alleging it improperly raised millions of dollars to secretly pay leaders of the Ku Klux Klan and other hate groups for inside information. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche.
The SPLC was not dismantling these groups. It was instead manufacturing the extremism it purports to oppose by paying sources to stoke racial hatred.
The SPLC calls the allegations false and says it will vigorously defend itself. A federal appeals court has ruled that Texas can require the Ten Commandments be displayed in public school classrooms. Critics say that violates the separation of church and state. The ruling sets up a battle headed for the Supreme Court. And Virginia voters are deciding on a mid-decade redistricting plan that could help Democrats gain four more U.S. House seats. This is AP News. Jennifer King has the Teacher of the Year.
Haverford High School teacher Leon Smith of Pennsylvania.
I just feel tremendously privileged to be able to continue that legacy of outstanding educators.
His students describe him as inspirational, thoughtful, and kind. He describes himself as someone who sets high expectations while recognizing hidden talents. Smith teaches AP History and African American Studies and starts each day with a community building exercise to help his students settle in.
We want to make sure that our students see mirrors and windows, and ways that we can do that is to make sure that all students feel supported in the classroom.
In addition to taking students to the state capitol each year to engage with policymakers, Smith also coaches freshman basketball. Smith will spend a year promoting the pivotal role educators play in shaping the next generation.
You can make a true impact by being an educator.
I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.